The other pattern, which has only emerged in the last couple of years, is the age of the children when this starts happening. When I started this work, bullying wasn't a hot topic, but as a shame researcher, I was aware that it was a growing trend. In fact, I wrote an op-ed on bullying and reality television for the Houston Chronicle over 10 years ago. Back then, my focus was teenagers, because the data pointed to adolescence as the prime age range for these behaviors. In the past couple of years, I'm hearing about girls and boys as young as first grade engaging in these behaviors. How do we break this insidious pattern? Maybe by deciding and showing our children that the solution to being stuck in shame is not to denigrate others stuck just like us, but to join hands and pull free together. For example, if we're at the grocery store and we push our cart past another mother whose child is screaming bloody murder and throwing Cheerios on the floor, we have a choice. If we choose to use the moment to confirm that we're better than she is and that she's stuck in the web in ways we are not, we will roll our eyes in disapproval and walk by. Our other choice, though, is to flash that mother our best, "You're not alone, I've been there, sister," smile, because we know what she's feeling. Yes, empathy requires some vulnerability, and we risk getting back a "mind your own damn business" look. But it's worth it. It doesn't just loosen up the web for her. It loosens it up for us the next time it's our child and our Cheerios. And you can bet it will be. What gives me hope about our willingness to extend a hand back and support each other is the increasing number of men and women I encounter who are willing to risk vulnerability and share their stories of shame resilience. I see this in formal and informal mentoring programs. I see this from folks who are writing blogs and sharing their experiences with readers. I see it in schools and programs that not only are becoming increasingly less tolerant of student bullying, but are holding teachers, administrators, and parents accountable for their behaviors. Adults are being asked to model the wholeheartedness that they want to see in the children. There is a quiet transformation happening that is moving us from turning on each other to turning toward each other. Without question, that transformation will require shame resilience. If we're willing to dare greatly and risk vulnerability with each other, worthiness has the power to set us free.